I want you to go to 2 Corinthians 6, verse 16. I'm going to give you a kind of a real life example tonight. It says, what agreement had the temple of God with idols? You're the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them. I will walk in them. I will be their God. They shall be my people. And he also, this is not just the Lord speaking, because it says, and I'll be a father, verse 18, unto you. You'll be my sons and daughters. So here's the promise right here. The Father walking in our temple, like he did with Solomon, like he did with Moses. We're the temple of the living God. And he said, I'll walk in them, in you. So that word walk, the Greek word imperipateo, in the actual Strong's definition, it says to perambulate. That's where I got the word, to perambulate. I didn't make these things up. They're part of the Bible. Amen? Perambulate, which I love because I love these words like time, habitation, perambulation, all this kind of thing. It means to traverse. I'm going to traverse with you. We're going to traverse. It means he's going to walk out in some areas inside of you. That's what makes you so unique. You have a domain inside of you called the kingdom of God, where God will walk out some things. He'll walk out with you in the glory realm inside of you. He is who was, he is who is, and he is to come. He'll expand your capacity and let you walk out. So I want to share a few things. Somebody asked me, well, why don't we just start with perambulation? Why do we even have to go up? You don't actually have to go up to believe God. I believe God down here broke spirit of poverty. I never went up. I just confess. But what I found is that you live in a realm that's heavily influenced by the enemy. He's the God of this world system. Your circumstances are heavily influenced by the God of the world system. So whatever circumstance that's not lining up with the word of God is already here. It's very familiar to you. It's already been here quite a long time. Sometimes it's been there since birth or childhood. It's very hard to overcome these things. So what God geniusly designed is your way for you to get out of the atmosphere, get out of the circumstance. And so you got to get out of the circumstance, get out of the atmosphere. And we don't know how much we're actually under that atmosphere until we actually get out of that atmosphere. But he's inviting you to come to him to where he is. He's inviting you to exchange weakness, exchange atmospheres. You get to exchange you for him, exchange you in this righteousness. And then he gives you this whole realm to walk in. And you get in the rest and the glory and the righteousness. And you get love. And you get in this realm of fellowship. You get reset there. So the right into God is such a resetting place, and a place of love and security and wholeness and rest and righteousness, to where you forget about your life for a while. Like, man, you get in this realm and you go before the Father. He loves you. Now, there is something you need to do, because tonight I want to focus heavily on how to administrate faith in the earth. Everyone needs to be. I heard Bill Winston talk about this day. He said, you got to be in faith. You have to have focused faith. That's folks got to be working inside of you. It's not what you just say. It's your faith that's releasing what you say. And so what happens is, when you decide you're going to believe God, a lot of people have trouble. They don't have a problem worshiping God. They don't have a problem serving God. They don't have a problem serving in church. But when they start believing God for something, they seem to get weird sometimes. And suddenly all of these doctrinal weirdness starts showing up. Well, you can't do that. You can't do this. Can't do that. And you got all these can't do's suddenly, because I decide to believe God for something. It's like all these can't do's. Well, you got to have this before you do that. And what happens, sometimes people talk themselves out of believing God before they even get started. And it's like, well, you're just being selfish because you're asking him for something. He says to ask, well, you got to ask only for things. But God, listen, our Father will meet us at every level. He'll meet us as little children. He'll meet us as sons. He'll meet us as heirs. He'll answer our prayer according to where we are. Oh, you're not a full-blown heir. Don't even ask. If you want to ask for things in the sandbox, well, he'll give you stuff in the sandbox. And then he'll have you grow up. Amen? And then you'll be asking things more alignment with his kingdom. But God loves, the Bible says, it's his good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Now, what happens is, if we're going to administrate faith and receive, there's something that has to take place, and it's very important that it takes place in the right hand of God. And if this part doesn't take place, your heart's going to end up indicting God somewhere along the process. And if you start indicting God, it'll classify it as unbelief, and it'll shut the whole process down. So what we want to do before we ever get started, we want to settle the fact that God has already done what we're asking for. He has already finished it, already completed, already provided for it, and in heaven, it's really already done. So what we're going to do, we're going to use Victoria Thibault. She gave me full permission as an example tonight of the whole thing I'm speaking about. And as you know, Victoria, she's kind of fighting a battle. There's different people in the body that's fighting a battle. She's fighting a battle with an eye issue it's causing degeneration in her sight so much now she's not able to drive. But she is believing God for this healing. So I want to use her example because I think this example can resonate on, and I'm going to take this from A to Z. Victoria, we're going to walk up into the realm of glory. We're going to do the rest, the righteousness. We're going to do the grace. We're going to be loved by the Father. But then there's a time after that we're going to start interacting with the Father or transacting. And we're going to pray to the Father in Jesus' name. Now, that doesn't just mean, Father, I ask you to heal me in Jesus' name. What we're doing is praying for what's in that name. And what is in that name? Is there healing in that name? Is there a new eye? Is there a creative miracle in the name of Jesus that's been stored up there? Is there a creative miracle? Yes, it's there. All right, so if it's there, did Jesus pay the price for it? Surely he's borne our sickness, carried our pains. Is it finished? In heaven, it's finished. So the first thing we have to do is we have to go up into the realm. And after we fellowship with the Father, we're going to go and interface with him concerning a request. What she's wanting is an activation of the creative realm on the earth. So she's not going to get healed in heaven, but she is going to acknowledge that healing in heaven. And the reason you have to do that is when you go up to the Father, you have to acknowledge it's finished. You have to acknowledge it's done. If not, then what's going to happen is somewhere along this process, while you're administrating faith, however long this is going to take, this creative miracle, there can be a tendency to say, why haven't you done this yet? How come you're not doing it? And then if you keep doing that, there can be a tendency to go ahead and indict God. And if we indict him, it's like we're trying to say, there's something wrong here you haven't done. And see, faith speaketh on this wise. Who shall ascend into the deep and bring him back up? Or who shall ascend to the heaven to bring him back down? The faith says the word is in your heart, is in your mouth. In other words, he has already done all he's going to do. We don't need him to come back down again. We don't need him to descend down in the earth or come up. He's already completed the redemption process. Now, that's important on an everyday basis. I do this with a crown every single day. But as we go up into the realm of the Father, at this point, we're acknowledging, first thing we acknowledge, my healing is completed here. Jesus has paid the price. My creative miracle that I need for my eyesight is in the name of Jesus. Father, I recognize it is finished. It was completed. It was laid up here. It is done. And you have done all this for me. Now, as you do this on a daily basis, you have to settle that it's finished. If you don't settle that part there is finished, you're not going to get it down here properly. So you got to get up there and settle that. And you want to do it every single day. Just settle that it's finished. I have received it. You have provided for it. I have received it from you, Father. I thank you that it's finished. You got to start learning the word done. And you got to say it and acknowledge it every day. It is complete. You have done this. I give you the glory for this. All right. Now that is the settling factor that's necessary to receive from God. If you do not settle it there, you won't stay with it long enough to get it here. But just settling it there is not going to get that miracle. You got to get it here. Amen. But suddenly it goes a long way in the process of faith because you're not indicting God along the way. Like, how come you haven't done this? You know, how come you haven't done this for me? That kind of thing. He already has done it for you. And see, if you come and settle that every day, your faith gets completely settled. So I'm not trying to move God to do something he's already done. I'm coming into agreement with what he's already done. I'm coming into agreement with the operation of how he does this. And I am receiving that finished work. Amen? Now, as she receives the finished healing, the creative miracle, the transference, because the Lord Jesus, you have every word to stand on. He said, if you ask my Father anything in my name, he will give it you. If you identify it, if it's in his name, he'll give it to you. Amen? So you ask and identify. He said it. My Father will give it you. Believe that you receive, and then you shall have. So there is a receiving, a knowing. There's a finishing in the realm of the heart that you have received that the Father's given to you. You're going to get that. It'll come in a form of assurance. It'll come in from a word or a knowing or a confidence that I have got this. Even the great men of faith, they all have said this. Before it ever manifested, they had it. And they knew they had it. They could write it down sometime. You know you have it. It gets in you. It's on you. It's with you. All right? That is a huge part of how the kingdom of God. I heard Bill Witness say this day. He goes, man, you got to get it out of heavens down here into the earth. And you got to know how that works. And I'm like, I know how that works. Praise God. So once you get that knowing. And so I asked Victoria. I said, now you know God's giving you this. She goes, yes. I said, all right. So we've got 50% of it completed already. It's already done. As long as you stay settled, it's done. But here's the part that people are struggling with. I'm going to try to just use her as an example to help you. So once we do that, we're going to bring all that down here. Amen? Because where is she going to get healed? Here. She's already healed there. But she's got to get it manifested here. All right? That's why he said, thy kingdom come into the earth. Thy will be done. That means thy will to be manifested, the will to be created as it already was created there. There has to be this transition from the realm of the spirit into creative miracle. All right. Now, once we get here, now we have to begin this process. We're coming right back into the circumstance we left. Right. Now, in her circumstance, it's that she's losing her ability to see. So we only can do what we see our Father doing. So I told her, I said, now, on a daily basis, where this faith is most important, you settled it there. Now it's going to have to get settled here. We have to settle this finished work here. And we do that by seeing, saying, feeling, experiencing, and encountering it as finished. When it's actually, in reality, hasn't finished. But we're going to see it is finished, say it is finished. We're going to feel like it's finished. We're going to experience it as finished and encounter it as finished. How do we move into a finish line? All right? Now, faith is going to come in stages. All right? It's going to become first the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. So when you first start this, you might feel like just a little blade. Now I said, what we need to do down here is find a realm that's finished. We're going to paint a finished picture based on what God has already done in heaven. We're going to paint that on the earth with our faith. Amen. And the Father's creative thoughts. So I said to her, what's the first thing you would do if you actually so, I'll tell you what you do. You pick up your phone, call your mom. So the first thing you pick up your phone, call your mom. So then when as soon as you get down here, I acknowledge, now I move into see that I have given mode or see that I am healed, see that it is finished. I believe that I receive, so I've got to move into the realm that's past the actual manifestation into done. See, I got to get in front of it. You ever heard me talk about I'm in front? You got to get in front of the event. Amen? Because if you're not in front, you're still trying to get something to happen that's already, in God's eyes, has happened. So if you get in front of it, as already happened on the earth, it's going to make your faith a lot easier, because you're not trying to get God to do something or waiting on him to do something on the earth. And your faith is trying to wait on something to happen. Because if you're sitting here trying to wait on something to happen, your faith will get stuck waiting, because nothing's happened. Your faith will get stuck. But if I can see that you have given, I can step out of the actual event, right? And I can move into the finished or the have given mode or the completion mode or the creative mode. So I said, all right, let's just take a day, or let's create a new day based on what God has given. And from the sea, I have given. We've established this in multiple messages. Going to need your words, you're going to need your eye of your heart, imagination of the heart, experiencing, encountering the whole thing. So we started talking. I said, so let's do this. Let's take a drive. So what's the one thing you can't do right now? And I knew it. She said, I can't drive right now. I said, so we're going to take a drive. We're not going to literally get behind the wheel, but that's the beauty of the realm of the imagination of the heart. It's called the sanctified imagination. It can transport a lot of your feelings. It can transport the imagination of your heart. It can be transported by words. You can feel, encounter. I know this. I went to Universal Studios and I went to the Terminator. Put you in a seat. They had sound. They had smoke coming. See, they can transport you. And so suddenly they had you 3D glasses on. The Terminators come out. And they literally, 20 Terminators start walking out on the stage. But in 3 days, they start coming right at you. And man, they come at you. And you know how that one Terminator, the lady took her finger turned into a sword and it went right through the skull of this guy. And their fingers and that sword came out of their finger and it went right through you. And you would jump and the whole place goes, whoa! I mean, it was crazy the things they were doing. And I just decided that day to take off my goggles that I just wanted to see. And nothing was happening, see. You know, because it didn't have the visual part. Even though my seat was shaking and I could hear, without the visual, it wasn't working. But what they did is they transported me into a false reality, but it felt. And I felt like it and I saw and all my senses responded to a reality. Well, God actually has a living reality. All right. In a living reality of truth, in the manifestation of faith, he can create a living picture of your creative miracle or your creative demonstration, what you're believing him for. So God can create this, but he's going to need your faith to step out, and you're going to have to start stepping out into something that's going to be a little uncomfortable. But I try to make it as comfortable as possible. I said, what we need to do, as soon as you step back down into the earth, I like to grab something to say, and I'm acknowledging I'm back into the earth realm. Even though I still feel like I'm up in heaven, I've got to get in the earth realm, because that's where all this works. Amen? That's where it's all happening. Once I get here, I want to start walking out what I just acknowledged in heaven. This is the part right here called perambulation. If you can get a new day going, you're giving God authorization to write a new script for your life. Most people are just waiting on God to do something. But this realm is already orchestrating what's already done. You're actively engaging in what's already done. And it's really phenomenal. There are days that just amazing right now. I love it because you can escape into these realms so much, they become so living, so glorious that the Father at times will come and literally manifest his glory while you're doing this. So I said, let's do this. When you step down on the earth, now she's in prayer. All this is happening in prayer, but we're going to make it like it wasn't in prayer. I said, the first thing I want you to do, as soon as you step down, now I'm not saying literally, I'm talking about in the heart, okay? We're going to transport Victoria into a position of being healed. And I know she's going to do this, and she knows she's going to do this, because it's going to be a natural result of being healed. So I said, let's, as soon as you get down, go grab your keys. Go set them on the dresser over there. But you're not literally grabbing your keys, but close your eyes and go grab them. Grab your keys. Go start the truck. and we're going to drive to mom's. Because she has done this a lot, she knows what that looks like, right? All that imagery is already there, but we're going to drive to mom's. But while we're driving to mom's, I want you to get on the cell phone. Mom, now we're going to start speaking. God's done this. I can see. Guess what, mom? I'm driving. I'm on my way to see you. I'm coming to see you today. I'm driving out to Galveston to see you and see yourself getting on 610 or Beltway 8 and going out 45 and talking the whole time and just kind of live it out every day. Just walk it out, drive it out every part. You don't have to literally go every single mile. You just go around knocking on the door and then mom's hugging and say, I can see God has done this. Now, tomorrow, and to stay rejoicing. Now, what I want to do, I said, establish the end of that day. Whatever that day is, establish an end, a final part of that day. Because you can go on and on and on for the rest of your life seeing. Finish a day. We're going to finish. Some place we'll call a finish line. Whether it's mom's hug and sitting there having coffee or whatever, we want to establish this whole day. Now, what are you going to do when you get to the end of this day? We're going to do this a couple times because it's what's first the blade, then the ear, then the full corn of the ear. Because every time you do this, doing the same thing, because she called me today, I did it. It was awesome, but it didn't last as long. I said, we're going to do it again tomorrow. She goes, oh, so we're going to do it every day. And every day you're going to do the same thing. However, while you're doing this, get ready because the Father's going to inject Himself in there. Some days you'll be doing this. You'll start feeling what you're actually saying. You'll start feeling the glory. You'll feel the joy. You'll feel the happiness. And some days God will inject something like, boom, you're in the doctor's office. And suddenly the doctor, the one that gave you the initial examination, he's doing another examination. He says, bewildered. He's like, I don't understand, Victoria, but this is just a miracle. There's no surgery for this, but suddenly you can see. But this visual you couldn't see before, but now you can. And then watch, see the doctor scratching his head. Now, see what you're doing on a daily basis. It's not hard to do. We're making it a little too hard. The whole time you're speaking too, by His stripes, I am healed. And you're giving the testimony every day in the realm of the Spirit of things that are actually going to happen once you're healed. You're going to go to your mom's. You're going to drive out the Galveston. You're going to get those keys. Just the fact that you're doing that is saying, I am healed. Every part of you is no longer agreeing that I can't drive. It's not even acknowledging I can't drive. Every part that is acknowledging I'm healed, everything you're actually doing in that prayer time, you're saying it, you're seeing it, you're acknowledging it, you're seeing that I have given. Each day you do it, it gets more vivid. And it gets bigger and it gets more fuller and more brighter and more colorful because God starts injecting Himself because everything God does is living. So your healing is living. You can live it out before you ever do it. You're not doing it in the mind. You're doing it in the heart based on what God has already done in heaven. Now, the key is you're getting yourself in so much agreement on the earth with what God has already done in heaven, you're no longer acknowledging that you can't see anymore. You don't even acknowledge that. In fact, you're going to speak to that circumstance, but you're going to get out in front of it. So let's say she drops back in the earth. In reality, she still can't see, but in the spirit, she can. In the realm of perambulation, she can because she's walking with God now. And that's why you're going to have the imagery of driving. That's why you're going to go to your mom's. You're going to see it. And each day you do it, you're building a bigger picture and another part. You're stroking it in. Why? Because all that image is getting built into the realm of your belief system as what? Healed. I am healed. And you're saying it. You're seeing it. You're experiencing it. You're interacting. God starts interjecting. I've had God in this realm. I've been doing this. He has interjected Himself in the glory. He's interjected Himself in love. He's injected. I mean, some of the times He loved me in the right hand of God, He's loving me in this promise area. It's just amazing. So God will come in and interject. You'll feel the freedom. You'll feel the liberty. You'll feel, but you're going to have to get a preset image going, a panoramic portrait of your healing. Call it a day's drive, whatever. But as you do it every day, the key is you're getting out of your circumstance that's dominating, that's saying, You can't see into a realm that you can see, and I'm out driving, I'm moving, I'm speaking, I'm seeing, I'm saying, I'm encountering, and I'm feeling. Because you'll feel all this. It'll become real. When you first couple of times, it'll feel a little mechanical, but as you keep doing it, God's Spirit will get on it. Right? And as God's Spirit gets on it, you are certified perambulator, praise God. Everyone say, I am a certified perambulator. Amen. You're walking with God. So as you walk out, now as you do that every day, that picture gets brighter. As the picture gets brighter, it becomes faith. You start feeling it. You start growing confident in it. The reason you're doing that is now I can see. I am healed. Now the key to this is we want to find what we call an end point or a finish line. Because we don't want to just keep going out there forever. We need a finish line. The reason we're going to do a finish line is because things we're going to do as soon as we hit a finish line position. So I said, find a finish line with your mom, somewhere in your mom's house, you're having tea, whatever. And it's like, God's done this and have this scenario. It's finished. You're there. You made the drive, knocked on the door. You've hugged. Y'all rejoiced. You've given glory to God and it's done. And now you're sipping tea and go out there and look at the ocean. Praise God. God, I can see the ocean. Praise God. See yourself standing on the beach. There's your finish line. Victoria, the beach is your finish line. Hallelujah. See the sun rising. Hallelujah. God, look at that beautiful ocean, you see. So now you're seeing everything. Now I'm in a finish line position. Now when we get to the finish line, man, I'll tell you, do this. It's going to change the way you pray. You're going to learn the creative realm of the Father. Amen. So as we get to the finish line, we're standing on the beach now. So as you're standing on the beach, we've gone through this process. We've got all these little details, and more details will come. As each day you do it, more details will come. It'll get more living. It'll get more alive. It'll get more real. You'll feel it. Everything is, your words are moving. And the glorious thing is your see, I have given mode. You've already moved out in front. You're no longer where you are anymore. You're in the finish line. So when we get to the finish line, we're standing on the beach. We're going to turn around. Amen. Because where are you standing? You're standing in your, you may be called your future, God's truth. Because you're standing in what God already finished. He's already done this. This will actually happen. You've already done it. You're already in front. So you're standing in a finished position. It might be future relative to your actual circumstance, but your circumstance is not reality. The truth is God's healed you. So you're standing in a full truth, right? And what he said, believe that you have received. What would that look like? What would that feel like? That's the whole point. You got to get what it looks like. You got to get what it feels like. You got to get into the creative zone of the Father. Amen? Because the Father's going to get involved with this. Because he said, I will walk in you. We're going to do this together. Amen? Now, as you get to the finish, we're going to turn around. It's a position where you first came out of the right hand of God and you first stepped down. And the actual healing took place. So when you first get, I'm healed. And then I made this drive and now I'm standing on the beach. Talked with mom, standing on the beach. Talked to the doctors and all this stuff that's in between. But now all this is between you and the actual time you actually got healed. This is going to become reality to you guys. I'm telling you. It's going to be awesome. So you're going to turn around. You're going to address that position where you actually got healed. And you're going to command that whole realm to follow you. Where I am in the I am. Because I'm standing in the truth of a finished work. You follow me, and then you address the mountains, and you address your body right there. I command my body to come into alignment. I command every mountain in my body, all mountains of unbelief, I command the creative miracle now to transpire right there and now. Follow me where I am in the I am. You are not addressing that place in the actual place. You are in a position that's in front, just like God did with Abraham. He did not address him where he was. A father of many nations, I have made thee, because he got him in front. Kings have come out from your loins. Did it with Jacob too. Kings have come out of your loins. Father of many nations, I've made thee. You're no longer, your name has been Abraham. God was speaking to him as he passed the position walking out in the creative, but you can walk out and you speak to it from a past position or a future position. You command it now to follow into the creative realm. I command the earth, I command my body to align up with the word of God. You're addressing your body from a position that's done. And you have all this creative realm between you and that position. That creative day that you painted out. You have all this creative day from the time you stepped down and said, I am healed. You walked out the healing. You made the drive, talked to the doctors, got on the cell phone, talked with mom, had the coffee standing on the beach. And now you have all this whole creative picture from where you're speaking from. I'm not speaking from the place I received the healing. I'm speaking from the place all the way to the beach. So I'm on the beach speaking. Now I'm saying, follow me. Signs, miracles, wonders, creative demonstration, follow me. You're speaking. Every mountain be moved. Goodness, mercy, follow me. Now, as you do that, faith is going to grow up very fast because you are not limited anymore to circumstantial atmosphere. You left that a long time ago. You're not limited to doubt anymore. You left that a long time ago. Every part of you has moved into 100% agreement with what God has already done, and a picture has been painted on the earth. You're going to do that every day. You're going to get to a finish line on the beach. You got to ride to the beach. You can believe God for anything that's in His name. Now, as you do that, once you're done, you can take this back and you're going to walk. You got a bowl now. You got your spirit. You've got all this inside you. This is finished substance. See that bowl? Two olive trees? That's what's inside of you. As you see a bowl, it doesn't matter. You don't have to do this, but I like to do this. This is my alabaster box now. Now I'm going to come off the beach. I'm going to walk right back to the place where I came down in the plumb line, stood down in my house, the place where I initially got healed, right? I'm going to set that bowl right down on the bottom of the plumb line. And I'm going to say, now let that be incense. And I want to see the incense go up to the heavens that I am healed, Father. I declared on the earth. I have perambulated today. I have walked it out. I'm in absolute agreement. I stand in the finish line. This is the finished creative mirror. It has your creative design, your creative thoughts, your living word, your living inheritance. It has the name that is above every name in it. And set that. You don't have to do this. I'm not saying this is what I do. I just like to set it right there. I'm like, Lord, I let go now. I release. This is yours. And the last thing I'll do is I'll acknowledge Him as the rewarder, the completer, the finisher, the doer, the maker, the performer, as faithful. And I'll go through the acknowledgement, Lord, this is your bowl. This is your day. You're the one that's going to do this. I relinquish the right as I cannot do it. But I acknowledge you can. But this is the substance by which you create from. And I set it right here in the place you're going to heal me. And then your day is done. And then tomorrow, you wake up and do it all over again. Amen? And you wake up and do it all over again. And you wake up and do it all over again. See, for Victoria, she's highly motivated. Because that thing has come to a level that's changed her way of living. So her motivation now is going to be far greater than anybody else's motivation because now it has changed the very way that she lives. So Victoria is going to be highly motivated every day to do this. You don't have to wait for something to happen on your body. You can do this in any area. You can do it in the area of promise. You can do it in the area of prosperity, provision, healing, wholeness, family, children. And the day can be created. Just like God just kind of gave that example, He'll give you a day to walk out. But without that day, your faith is not going to stay focused. It's going to be all over the place. And if you have faith that's all over the place, it's going to have a hard time getting that down into a consolidated place where God answers a literal prayer of yours. We're talking about having answered prayer in the creative realm, in the realm of the impossible. So if you've got an impossible circumstance, check the box. This is where this works. Because you're not bound to the impossible circumstance. You're not clothed with the impossible circumstance. You now can walk out beyond the impossible circumstance. We do this with a crown every single day. Now, I'll give you an example as a close. There's things I do with a crown that are very private in nature, but there are also things to do with the crown that are in this constitution, that things that God has promised over the years. A house of salvation, worship, a house of deliverance, benevolence, discipleship. And sometimes I'm just perambulating the picture. I'm just walking out the picture. Sometimes you're just doing it. Some days it's just like any other. Some services are blowout services. Some days you're just doing it, right? I mean, every day is different. You don't know, and your feelings can't constitute what that day is going to be about because you don't know what's beyond the door. Your feelings can be completely 100%. I don't feel like, I don't even feel like feeling like doing this. I don't even want to, that kind of thing. But then as you do it, the wheel gets turned around, spirit gets moving, all of a sudden it can come out to be a most glorious day, and you're walking out there, God just showed up. Some days I just stumble out in the glory, and I have to go lay down because the sessions are so intense. Now, you're saying, well, how come it's taking so long? The crown's taking a lot longer time because there's a lot of events associated with the crown, and because of the nature of the crown, he has to make a lot of adjustments within the vessel that's those things you're birthing. If it's a big thing you're birthing for the kingdom and you're not in alignment, well, guess who has to change? If the nature of the kingdom is a large thing you're birthing, you can be definitely in the way. Your issues will be in the way, but none of those things move God. They move people. They don't move God. As long as you keep the word will keep searching. You know, with God, he started something really big. I wish he had just started something smaller. God said, you wouldn't have stayed with it. So I just started with it. But anyway, as you keep doing it, the word will search your heart. He'll find out what's in the way. A lot of times you're in the way and you got to get you out of the way, but he'll do that. As you're doing the image, keeping the word, the spirit of God searching the heart too. He's going to find out what's in the way. And he'll move things out of the way. So sometimes this realm doesn't take near as long. So don't use how long it's taken me as an example, because you can get these things very careful. God just say, you know, there's been a lot of mileage inside that he's had to, you know, work in. So enough said about that. Praise God. See, God the Father will inject. When he injects, it's a very spontaneous injection. All of a sudden, I just started seeing a worship team develop. I saw an Asaph. I heard the sounds of horns and drums, and I heard the song and the sound of the right hand of God, and all these songs are flooding out of the right hand of God, and his team was capturing, and I saw something that looked like a Bethel type operation with multiple worship teams and multiple songs. I call it the government of Asaph. That's who led David's worship 24 hours, and suddenly it just started forming, but the glory around it was incredible, and I was just saying what I was seeing, and I went on with that for quite a while because it kept going and going, but God just introduced that as a part of the panoramic picture. So whenever I want to now, I can just roll into that. I know that that's going to be in a certain time in the future. He's going to roll that out now. Amen. This is how you get your faith working. Amen. We're going to get our faith working. You're going to have to start your faith. You're going to have to keep your faith. And you're going to have faith that finishes. So we need a starting faith, continuing faith, and a finishing faith. Don't even start the process if you're not willing to go all the way. You're not doing any good. You're not doing yourself a favor or anybody else. So the first thing you need to do is, what do I need to believe God for? What do I want to believe God for? You've got to start somewhere. Start with the desire of your heart. Amen. Start with something that you want. There's people who want to be in full-time ministry. Start with whatever is burning in your heart, because that where your heart is, that's where everything else is going to work. Amen. Start with it. Praise God. Abide in him with it. He'll keep it alive if you'll stay with him. He'll keep it in joy. And as you'll find the picture, you'll find a finish line. You're going to walk it out. You're going to find a completion and a finish line. Amen. You're going to find that place with God. And then you're going to turn around and speak every day. And you're going to acknowledge the Lord, and he's going to do it like he said he would. Amen. And what's going to happen is he's going to complete the plumb line operation of answered prayer from heaven. Amen. Your equation is faith and his word. God's equation is, I'm going to do it. So don't stand in front of him and do it yourself. Let him do it. Amen. Get something where it's going to require him to do it. With me, he's given me something that's impossible to do. So he knew me. He goes, I'll just give you something you can't do. Praise God. And I can't do it. So I have to go in the realm of formulation and see that it's done. That's the only realm I can get, because I can't sit here and wait on him to do it, because it ain't going to happen like that. I just have to go see every day that it's done. Every day done, 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 done. Because of this, our one day coming out, a procession of angels that had drums, and they were beating the drums, and I heard the word dun, 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 and it was so awesome, and I started saying it, dun, 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 and you could hear these multiple drums going dun, 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 dun. So I have that sometimes as a part of my finish line, dun, 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 because I can hear it now. Because that's something God gave me in the process. You'll be amazed what he gives you. It'll be amazed what he assigns to you. You'll be amazed how creative the Father is, just how much he thinks about you.